Welcome to Reinventing Rural. I'm your host, Laura Dean. Reinventing Rural is a podcast that invites guests to discuss projects that will make life in rural Erie County better. Better for kids, ourselves, and our communities. Today's show is the first in a series about the fiber optic internet network coming to Cory. Impact Cory and its partners are building a universal gig fiber network that will make Cory a rural community of choice for remote workers, online learning, digital economy job training, and technology businesses. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio, WPSE, and Impact Cory. Today, I would like to welcome to the podcast Catherine DiVittorio. Kat is the Assistant Director of the Cory Higher Education Council, a member of the Cory Area School Board, an Impact Cory Connectivity Champion, and a mom. Welcome, Kat.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. So, Kat, where did the idea to build a fiber optic network in Cory start?
Looking at the Cory Community Strategic Plan in 2020, we looked at making Cory a better community for everyone living here. People began to share their struggles with connecting to the internet. It was honestly shocking, some of the things that people would say. I have a couple of direct quotes from the community here with me. Living outside the Cory, current internet connectivity conditions are very poor at best. If I had to work remotely or my children had to learn remotely, we would have no choice but to move. During the 2020 pandemic, we actually had to make arrangements outside of our home for internet online school instruction, was something that one person told us. And then it doesn't just affect people living here, it's actually the community businesses as well. Cory Counseling Director Karen Croyle stated that although Cory Counseling has been engaged in telepsychiatry for over 5 years, the pandemic crisis has pushed us to deliver virtually all services via telehealth since March. Unfortunately, over one-third of our clients did not have the technological resources to access this method of service delivery. Many did not have internet service or inadequate internet service. As telehealth will be with us for the foreseeable future, it is vital that internet service be made available to all, but especially those in rural Erie County. Inability to access timely routine services results in the people becoming unstable to the point they require inpatient treatment. Inpatient services evidenced a 26% increase in admissions during this crisis. In addition, in-home therapy services virtually came to a standstill, and many families with children at risk of out-of-home placement could not video conference with their therapists. When we saw this, we saw how much of a problem it was.
So I thought Cory had internet coverage.
On the provider maps, they show that Cory has coverage with high-speed accessibility into the home. However, I worked on collecting the testimonials that I mentioned above from the community residents, and after we identified that this didn't seem to be the case, another Impact Cory connectivity champion, Garrett Culber, ran speed tests. He found that the upload and download rates did not match what the subscribers were paying for. Not only that, but many addresses didn't even have service. Of course, in Cory and the surrounding areas, cable and satellite often have downtimes and period of inaccessibility for a myriad of reasons. Businesses in the area, despite paying hundreds a month for internet, report that credit card machines don't work throughout the internet dropouts and lose businesses because of it. Even at the high ed last month, we had 3 days where we ended up closing or leaving early because our internet went out and we couldn't do work or host classes without it. Speaking on classes, my daughter personally goes to school remotely through an online program. There are whole days she's missed her live lessons because of our internet outages. I live right downtown, and there are days that she can't access internet, even though we're literally in downtown Cory. On top of that, during the COVID pandemic, there were more than 40% of students in our district that couldn't connect to the internet. The school ended up giving out hotspots, which were better than nothing, but it still wasn't a cure-all. Connection speeds, inconsistency, and again, areas that had no service because of towers or similar, all hurt our students. JCLA even did a research study in 2022 that showed that Erie County falls well below the FCC broadband definition. So I guess to answer your question, we do have coverage, but not coverage that will help our children or our businesses succeed.
Wow, that's really good to know. So how can we solve this?
So we knew that broadband upload and download speeds of 25 to 23 would never be sufficient to allow our businesses or our students to compete. We knew we had to bring high-speed internet to Cory and our school district at affordable prices. Cory Community Strategic Plan guru Charles Buki knew this too. He said, without end-to-end high-speed fiber internet access, Cory is not going to catch up, but will fall further and further behind. Cory will struggle to compete as long as the city and its school district are not adequately connected to the broader world and the global economy through high-speed internet. Impact Cory Connectivity Champions researched all internet delivery options in detail. Fiber optic cable was the fastest, most reliable transmittal possible in the area.
So fiber will come to the home?
Yes. Impact Cory has raised just under $2.5 million to build a fiber network here in Cory that will pass every house and business, making it possible for everyone to have fiber in their home. By the way, fiber to the home increases property values on resale by an average of $9,000. Since Impact Cory raised the funds for this project, there are no taxes connected to the creation of the network. There are no loans taken out that need to be repaid by the addition of a fee or services, so no taxes disguised as fees either. And since Impact Cory raised the funds, they are trying to use these dollars as a leverage to keep monthly subscriber rates low, because affordability is another hurdle to accessibility. So again, tax and fee free.
All right. So I'm asking for myself and probably for a lot of listeners here, where do I sign up for service?
Right now, a request for bids is being developed. Once a provider is selected, work will begin. It's not going to be an overnight thing, as there are hurdles like negotiating pool attachment fees with utility companies and the like, but we hope the project will be underway with fiber in the air this year.
Awesome. That's excellent. So you give your time as a connectivity champion to make this happen. What does that mean?
So champions are volunteers working on a specific topic within Impact Cory. Since 2020, connectivity champions have met almost every week to research and discuss every step in this process. Champions currently represent the Cory Area School District, IT departments, engineering firms, local manufacturers, a technology accelerator manager, an industrial innovation expert, an insurance agency, and the Cory Higher Education Council. And the doors are open for anyone with a passion about it to work or join in.
Nice. Weekly meetings since 2020. That's a great deal of time to put into the project. Why do you do it?
It is a very complicated project, so the time and collaboration has been essential to overcome the hurdles. But I do it because I don't want our kids to move away because they don't have opportunities here. I also want reliable high-speed internet personally. Internet down in our Cory High Ed for 2.5 days meant that I fall behind on my work, which is something that I obviously can't stand. Windstorms here cause cell phone and connectivity issues, and we live in an age where this really shouldn't be a common occurrence, but it is. And who wouldn't give the time to make their community thrive?
For sure. I agree. Well, thank you for your commitment to Cory, and thank you for coming on to our podcast.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the role of high-speed connectivity in education. To become a champion, join Impact Cory's mailing list, or to contribute financially to Impact Cory, please visit impactcory.org. That's impactcory.org. The Reinventing Rural Podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Cory.